Sentinel makes the real transition from a paper-based case management system with all of the limitations of paper and the physical world, and really leapfrogs the FBI into a modern electronic case management system, allowing the information and the valuable content of the FBI to be available anywhere in the world effectively immediately.
The Sentinel has a lot of features. When you look at the features that are there now, give me some highlights of what you think are most different from the previous system that would really affect the way agents do their job now versus how they used to do their job.
The number one feature is the information availability. And the one thing that I made sure the team focused on during the development timeframe was a phrase I coined called time to awareness. Having the information available electronically as soon as it is fully approved and having it available worldwide as soon as it is approved is critical to the mission of the FBI.
The system, the demo that you showed today, provided a whole set of capabilities. When you look back over when the capabilities came together, was there, you know, one or two capabilities that you really can point to and say this was the key capability to Sentinel?
I think the key capability to Sentinel is being able to have an electronic record keeping system and a certified electronic record keeping system to make sure that we maintain the content that is produced by the FBI workforce in a reliable fashion and over the course of time, as is expected by the American people. That, as a foundation, enables a whole wealth of functionality from analytics to workflow to electronic approvals that can operate at an entirely different pace than they can in paper.
One thing about Sentinel that I thought was very interesting is you guys set up to make it very easy, very user-friendly. What kind of reaction are you getting from agents of the FBI who are now using this case management system?
The response that we generally get is very positive. People see Sentinel as a useful tool. It has been a stable tool for the FBI for certainly the first month of full production that we have. We right now have a full month of production with over 30,000 unique users, and we generally have a positive impression. That said, it is also an overwhelming amount of capability and functionality that we continue to work with the organization to adapt and grow and make our business processes better now that we have this new tool in place.
From a training standpoint, how did you roll out the training? Because this is something that you said launched in May to full operational capability. How did you get the agents ready to use this?
We took a multi-pronged approach to training. We started with what we called an agent orientation to gain some advocates and really start with what we talk about at the FBI here as RUMINT, which is rumor intelligence, and get some advocates in the FBI who would start some positive energy, positive rumors about Sentinel. We did that in March. Once we did that, we briefed up all the special agents in charge of the various field divisions and divisions here at the FBI. Upon that and a successful exercise, we started a train-the-trainer activity where we brought in 20 agents, analysts, and support employees to be super trainers. We then sent them out to train 300 hands-on trainers. Those 300 then went back to their home divisions with that umbrella of support to go train their colleagues. And through the month of June, we actually provided training to over 25,000 employees of the FBI through those means, through new technologies that have been rolled out in the last couple of years at the Bureau with video teleconferencing, live meeting, desktop video sharing, desktop sharing, quick guides, and web-based training.
Did you guys pilot Sentinel and to get those first users and get the users used to it and then kind of make some changes from that pilot? Or was this because of the agile approach you took, you kind of were testing as you're going along?
With the agile approach, as you know, we were testing quite a bit as we were going along. We started off with a prototype that was actually envisioned by three FBI agents who really came up with the vision of what Sentinel would be. Once we started the full agile effort in October of 2010, we did demos every other Friday with a host of stakeholders. And we have been doing ad hoc demos and ad hoc prototypes, culminating in ever bigger pilots, ever bigger type of events in order to expose more people, get more feedback, and continuously adjust course.
Can you give me a sense of how much has changed since the vision of Sentinel First, when the contract was first awarded back in 2007 timeframe, to what it is now? I mean, technology changes, obviously. Your needs as a bureau changes. But can you give me a sense of how things have changed?
Largely, and surprisingly, the requirements have been very stable through the Sentinel program. Obviously, some of the technology approaches have matured and grown over the years. But the vision of what the FBI needed to have a flexible workflow capability, to have a flexible electronic record-keeping capability, that is largely a static requirement. And we've built Sentinel to provide that platform to exceed that specification and also be an adaptable platform for the future and for potential future capabilities as the needs arise.
How much because of the fact you went to an agile development back in October 2010 and really took over as the managing contractor or managing partner of the system led to your success that you are at where you're at now?
The agile development process and the agile principles of having an integrated team and having a trusted development team was absolutely critical to our success. Being able to bring developers and engineers and business analysts and requirements analysts along with policymakers and lawyers and accountants and the stakeholders at the FBI all into the same room to constantly negotiate against a working prototype of what the final system needed to be in order to have a successful transition was absolutely critical. And I can't imagine going through a change of this magnitude in any organization of this size without that level of prototyping, negotiation, and conversation going on throughout the development process with real working demos so that everybody has a common understanding of what the vision is and what the future capabilities are going to be.
One of the things that, as I've covered this over the years, has come out is several Inspector General reports that talk about challenges that the FBI faced when doing Sentinel, and the cost came into effect. How did you guys end up with, in terms of cost, schedule, performance? Can you just give me a sense of how close you were? Did you meet the cost, schedule, performance goals? Were you within, you know, the 10% of what EVM calls for?
So in the triple constraints, I'm quite proud to say that I believe, and based on our analysis, we have actually exceeded the specification that's defined in the SRS, and we are under budget. That said, I don't think we could make a good argument for being on schedule. The original schedule called for us to be done in December 2009, assumed responsibility for the program in March of 2010, and we started the Agile effort in October 2010, so there was no way to be done by December 2009.